in the earlier days, much easier. In the days when there were urine tests, which were totally unrepresentative, because if you hadn't had a wee since the night before and you got up in the morning, your urine test was reflecting what your blood sugar was before you went to sleep. It took a long time for people to catch on to that, I reckon. However, there was a way around that. We had to wash out. We had a little test tube and a pipette, and you had to put 5 drops of urine and 10 drops of water with a little with the Clinitest tablets. If it turned blue, it was good. If it turned orange, it was bad. And after a few oranges, I thought, I don't like this. They keep scowling at me when it's orange. So in future, what I used to do is just wash out the test tube, fill the pipette with water, pretend to draw the urine, and just put 5 drops of water and 10 drops of water, put the little tablet and go blue every time. And it'd be excellent. I get really good results. But nowadays, they've got fructosamine tests. So if you take a shot half an hour before you go to the doctors, your blood sugar may well be 4.5, but your fructosamine is showing them that you've been running at an average of 11.6 for the last 3 months. So it's not so difficult, not so easy now to cheat as it was in the earlier days. And they're much more precise now. Blood tests make life a lot easier. People sort of say, well, ooh, how can you, you know, prick your finger 5 times a day? I sometimes do it up to 10 times a day. It gives me peace of mind. It helps me keep on top of it. And at the end of the day, it's a very little sacrifice for control. I like the idea of the more regular insulin as well. If you're not hungry, you don't eat, you don't take insulin. Whereas in the early days, from I had an insulin shot in the morning, I had to eat at 8 o'clock, at 1 o'clock, and at 6 o'clock. If I didn't, there'd be hypos and there'd be all sorts of sweaty flushes and so on and so forth. But with the regimes that they have today and the flexibility, I think it's much easier to be a diabetic in this day and age than it was when I was diagnosed. But I think they could do with being better informed.